Test 72, Section 2, Question 14. With this one, it says the argument is most vulnerable to criticism on which one of the following grounds? So here we're looking for flaw. And it says researchers recently studied the relationship between diet and mood using a diverse sample of 1,000 adults. Okay, so pretty much diet and mood, and you've got a decent size sample. It was found that those who ate the most chocolate were most likely to feel depressed. So more chocolate, more depression. Therefore, by reducing excessive chocolate consumption, adults can almost certainly improve their mood. So if you eat less chocolate, then you'll feel better. The problem with this is a correlation causation issue. So we don't know that the chocolate is the cause of the problematic mood, simply that it could be that it's an effect of it. Maybe people who are depressed eat more chocolate. So answer choice A. Improperly infers from the fact that a substance causally contributes to a condition that a reduction in the consumption of the substance is likely to eliminate that condition. Well, the problem is it didn't show that chocolate causally contributes to a condition. So it's got some of the right parts, but I said I don't think that's quite right. Draws a conclusion about the population as a whole on a sample that's unlikely to be representative. Well, it's a diverse sample of 1,000 adults. That's a pretty good sample. Draws a conclusion about a causal relationship between two phenomena from evidence that merely suggests that there's a correlation. That's exactly what we said. I'd take C and jump, but let's check the others. Confuses a condition that's necessary for establishing the truth of a conclusion with a condition that's sufficient. That means bad if then, and that's not what we have here. Conclusion is worded too vaguely to evaluate the degree to which the premises support the truth. No, it's not about vagueness. It's fairly clear, and so therefore C is definitely the best answer.